For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health. Whether you go on the website or visit the store in Cedar Lane, you get expert advice. You can ask questions. They do carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and this is a reminder to join us next week for Kevin's discussion with Jennifer Fugo on saving money eating healthy food. And, you know, that's a subject we haven't talked about on the show, and it's, I think you're going to learn that it's not so expensive to eat in a healthy manner. Now, our guest today is Silvano Arnaldo, whose expertise areas of expertise are natural health products and their applications. And our subject today is microbiota, the gut health and women's health. And we've talked about this before, but I think you will get some new information today. Now, I'm going to start out talking about news that you can use. A recent article in Scientific American, in fact, the August issue. Here's the headline: a new kind of inheritance. Harmful chemicals, stress, and other influences can permanently alter which genes are turned on without changing any of the genes' code. Now it appears some of these epigenetic changes are passed down to and may cause diseases in the future generation. We've talked about epigenetics before, and I just like to emphasize it. There is so much more we know now. I mean, it's been the mid-90s that this was discovered, and that discovery turned genetics upside down. The genes were considered hardwired. Nothing could change them. Now, the term epigenetics comes from epi, which is a portion of the term, and it's Greek for over, above, or outer. So it surrounds or is beyond the gene. And epigenetics is then what surrounds the gene. And in the past, it was thought that everything was hardwired and that there were rare gene mutations. And it's true. There are rare gene mutations. They felt that genes were stable and not subject to change. The standard explanation was that DNA provides the instructions to make RNA, and RNA creates proteins that control all cell activity. Well, it's really not that simple. With the discovery of epigenetics, we now have a greater understanding of how the environment can influence genes, turning them on or off. I like to describe it this way: what you do, your lifestyle, what you eat, how well you sleep, your stress factors, your diet, medications, influences, all of these change the way the gene influences you, the way the gene, and the term is called, expresses itself. And we have a lot of power. You know, the good news is we can change things. The bad news is that what happens to a woman in pregnancy, good and bad, affects multiple generations after. In other words, an influence on gene expression can affect multiple generations. And there are lots of animal studies that show this. And epigenetics is the reason why identical twins are not clones. they share the exact same DNA, and yet anyone who knows identical twins, and we've got several sets in my family, would tell you that they have different personalities and even look slightly different, especially as they grow older. And that's because their lives are different. And the more different their lifestyle is, the more different twins can appear, act, and the more different the kinds of illnesses they get. So it's kind of exciting. I like to use the term that every condition we experience is environmental modification of gene expression. What happens to us is the result of the environment on what we are innately, what we come into the world with and what we do to it. So we not only have responsibility to ourselves, we have responsibility to the generations that follow. Now, I want to introduce Silvano Arnaldo. He has a passion and intense interest in natural health products, their applications and benefits, and he has 25 years working in the national health products industry along with his educational background. And he has a global perspective on the industry. He's worked within the probiotics industry since 1991, primarily within the territory of North America and to some extent in Europe and Asia. I want to welcome you to the show. Welcome to the show, Silvano.
Well, thank you very much. Pleasure to be on the show.
Well, we've talked about probiotics a lot in the past. I'd like you to just give some basic information as we start out, because some of our listeners are familiar, but I think it's always good to have a common starting point. So let's talk about the microbiome and probiotics and what this all means.
Yeah, first of all, yes, for those perhaps that are not familiar with probiotics and also the microbiome, it is important to know that we have so many microbial cells in our GI tract, and not just in our GI tract, but, you know, in just around our body, in, you know, in our basically mouth, vagina. I mean, basically, we are basically surrounded with microorganisms, but the bulk of those microorganisms are really in the GI tract. And just to give you an idea, in adults, for example, about 2 pounds of the so-called, 2 pounds of our GI content is actually, you know, these microbial organisms, you know, microbial mass. And in terms of number, we have like 100, basically, trillion. So basically, per gram of stool, we have approximately 100 billion organisms. So the numbers are just phenomenal. And in terms of the complexity, it's a very complex ecosystem. We often refer to the GI flora as an ecosystem. You know, you were talking before about an environment. Well, you know, this is the environment. In that environment, inside the GI tract, we have this ecosystem. And it involves a very diverse number of organisms. So right now we're talking, you know, over 1,000 species of microorganisms.
Wow. You know, that expands every time we talk about probiotics. It's growing. Do you have any guess as to how many species there probably really are? I know it's just what we've defined currently.
Yes, yes. Now with the new molecular methods that we have, you know, methods that we have, for example, to test, you know, what's really going on in our GI tract, to identify organisms. Basically, I mean, there's still, you know, obviously ongoing studies on this, but yes, it's basically to tell you it's in the thousands. So we don't have an exact number yet, but eventually, I guess, we'll come to more precise numbers. But it also must be said that, you know, not every individual has necessarily exactly the same flora. You know, there are variations among individuals. But basically, right now, we're talking about in the thousands. And now we're realizing this because in the past, the only way that we could actually study this flora and what organisms were present was through what we call, you know, the culture methods. You know, you have to, let's say, take a sample from the GI tract and then grow it. So these are what we call the culture methods of identifying organisms. But now we have this, you know, DNA sort of, you know, fingerprinting type of methods. And with these methods, I mean, we are just, you know, uncovering many more, you know, new ones that we were not aware of in the past.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm familiar as a clinician that there are tests that we can do on a stool for patients and identify some of the DNA of the microbiome in the gut. I find that fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, and this is how we really know. So right now, I mean, there are studies around the world basically going on to identify all the microorganisms present in the GI tract inside the humans. So, and this is because of these new methods that we're able to come up with more information, and it's just fascinating what we're learning right now.
It is, and I always learn something from you, and you've explained, always you have a little new twist. With the microbiome, can you briefly just talk about the interconnection, this community and its interaction, that we can't take one of, you know, one bacteria, one of the microbiome, a single one, and expect to make differences, because there's a symbiotic and probably antagonistic relationship that's going on.
Yeah, there is. Basically, what's important to understand when it comes to, studying this ecosystem is that there are interactions, you know, within the ecosystem itself. In other words, there are interactions, you know, between microorganisms. So, you know, they're all there, you know, obviously, you know, trying to survive and multiplying and get as much territory as possible and surviving. So there are interactions happening among the microorganisms. But also very important is that there are also interactions with our GI tract, you know, the cells of our GI tract, our enterocytes, which are called the cells of the GI tract, and also, of course, the immune system, because most of the immune system cells actually are located along the lining of the GI tract. So there's interactions both, you know, within, you know, this ecosystem, within, among the microorganisms, but also these microorganisms, particularly the ones that are, you know, adhere to the epithelium of the GI tract, they interact also with the immune system. And this is how we explain that, you know, probiotics, for example, also are very important in modulating immune function.
Excellent, excellent. And if we're going to carry this conversation on, actually, in the next segment. For those of you who have just joined us, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, security. Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro. And I want to remind you that we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So please join us next week for Kevin's discussion with Jennifer Fugo on saving money eating healthy food. I love the topic. Now, our guest today is Silvano Arnaldo, and his areas of expertise are wide, but they're natural health products, their applications, and we're talking to him today about the microbiome, microbiota, the microorganisms, the bugs that are so important to us. We're going to talk about gut health and women's health, but let's start out from the beginning. What happens from the beginning with fetal development, birth? Let's talk about the microbiota.
Yes, yes. That is actually so critical. What happens, you know, in terms of the evolution or the development of our gut microbiota in our first, you know, first early months in life. So basically, the situation is that inside the fetus, basically, our gut is basically sterile. I mean, there are no, at least known, microorganisms, you know, inside our gut when we're in the womb. And basically, colonization begins just as soon as we come out of the womb, basically at birth. And this is so critical because we know, for example, in germ-free animals, the immune system just doesn't develop normally. So it is very well known that the development of the immune system, which also is not very developed when we're born, it does develop during the first probably couple of years of our life. And it turns out that same thing happens with the GI flora. The microbiota, or the our so-called ecosystem, develops to maturity during the first 2 years of life. And we are learning more and more that the development of this ecosystem is also critical to the development of the immune system, so that if we have basically, you know, what we call more of a normal development of the microbiota, then the immune system also is likely more to develop and to be more efficient, and then less likely later on in life to, you know, to have various conditions associated with the immune system, like allergies, for example. So it turns out that the more, for example, these days we do know more and more, we do also recommend breastfeeding, because breastfeeding obviously provides nutrients and also provides a immune modulating compounds, and provides also what we call prebiotics, you know, basically like these sort of fibers like galactoligosaccharides that actually favor the growth of bifidobacteria. So it turns out that in human milk, not only are we providing nutrients, but we're providing also some bacteria as well, like bifidobacteria, even lactobacilli. But on top of that, in the mother's milk, we also have these foods for these bacteria to multiply and become dominant. And that explains why early on in life, bifidobacteria are really dominant inside the gut of a baby. And due to it is these bifidobacteria provided by the mother's milk, but on top of that, the mother's milk provide nutrients, so these bacteria multiply and become dominant. And by then becoming dominant, they do inhibit, you know, the ones that could be causing problems, you know, the E. coli and all kinds of other streptococci or whatever that could cause infections. So this is what's very interesting. And so it is highly recommended that if mothers do not breastfeed, that they do give the babies a probiotic formulation, especially containing bifidobacteria, and also at the same time prebiotics like GOS, galactoligosaccharides, which actually promote the growth of bifidobacteria. So this is very practical information to know, you know, what babies, let's say, require so that they have the best possible flora, and at the same time help them in develop a normal immune system that will be very effective later on in life.
Well, it is important, and as always, you explain it very well. I can see why you have been a consultant to the probiotics and industry, and you provide input in such areas as product development, I understand, manufacturing,
yes,
quality assurance. So you really know this from the inside out. It's interesting that we've always known that breastfed babies have better immunity, fewer allergies. We knew there were immune factors, but I don't think we were keyed in 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, to the fact that the microbiome is so important. And we know that C-section babies also don't get the benefit of the vaginal flora. That's, you know, the baby's first exposure. And a lot of people aren't aware of that. And we advocate in our C-section moms that they take, just as you said, a supplement with prebiotics like GOS and bifidobacteria. Talk about the different types of bacteria. We've talked about bifido in the infant, the developing baby, toddlers. How does it change, Silvano?
Yes, actually, you know, so basically around the age of two is what we consider to have a flora, like what we call perhaps a mature flora, a highly developed flora. And then basically what happens is that at that age, I mean, you know, it's a process that, you know, evolves gradually. But, you know, around the age of two, basically we have a very complex flora. And just as we were talking earlier on, literally, you know, thousands of species. So that's when it happens. So in that case, I mean, you know, there are all kinds of species in there. And basically, but in terms of, you know, what we use in probiotics are basically species from primarily from two genera, you know, the bifidobacteria and the lactobacilli. But, you know, the reality is that inside the GI tract, I mean, we have so many other species. So, and in the future, I'm sure that, you know, the probiotics that will be available, you know, will include a greater number of species. It's just that we haven't got to that subject yet, even though we are identifying new species there that are very beneficial. But then we also need the technology to be able to grow them commercially and make sure that we're able to, you know, also have a good stability of the actual products so that they have a relatively long shelf life. But basically, it's just huge as far as, so there are many beneficial, you know, species inside us that are not necessarily available as probiotics right now. So probiotics obviously are, you know, species or strains that have been studied to have, you know, beneficial effects. But there are many other species inside us that are also very beneficial and very critical for our health. And yet, these are not really coming from probiotics. They are just in there. We have acquired them, you know, from the environment, basically from foods, from our parents, from the environment, and so this is what's also helping us to basically maintain this sort of balanced ecosystem. And we know very well today that, you know, from a lot of studies on various conditions, GI condition like IBS and IBD, you know, the inflammatory conditions, that they are associated with a disruption in, you know, in what we call, you know, the normal flora. So we do have an understanding today that is very critical to maintain a healthy intestinal flora, and that when it is disrupted, that, you know, this is when, you know, a lot of the conditions come into play.
You know, it certainly is overwhelming, and I always stand in awe of how this microbiome affects us. And we'll talk more about this in the next segment. And if you've just joined us, folks, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. And you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Now stay with us. We're going to be right back after this break with more interesting information on the bugs in our body that are helpful, microbiota, gut health we've talked about, and we'll also talk about women's health.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember, Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
We Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next Sunday, tune in for Kevin's discussion with Jennifer Fugo on saving money eating healthy food. I think that's a great subject. Our guest today is Silvano Arnaldo, whose areas of expertise are natural health products and their applications. And we're talking about the human microbiome, the microbiota, and we honed in on gut health, and we will also talk about women's health. Now, just to summarize, there are many, many species. They're varied, you know, between and among individuals. And the evolution begins with birth. We are sterile, as Arnaldo explained to us. Our guts are sterile. So from birth, the baby gets its first exposure through the vaginal canal and gets microbiota, gets the beginning. And bifidobacteria are the primary ones in an infant. And breast milk is perfect for establishing what the gut needs, which is probably why there's such a difference in immunity in children who are breastfed versus those who are bottle fed. And that it takes 2 years to develop a good, complete flora. So while the child is developing, the gut is developing its community of good bugs that help us out. Let's talk a little bit more about how we culture ourselves in our culture, pun intended, anyway. I think about this, Arnaldo, and since we are so influenced and cultured by those around us, that's something to really think about when you're getting married, because you can get, you know, if you're around people who have a microbiome on their skin that's harmful, doesn't that impact on you? Tell us a little bit about that, because it's kind of a new subject.
On our skin, actually, yeah. Well, this is a really new area of research. Let's say that at the present time, I mean, we don't know much about it. I mean, compared to, let's say, what we know about our microbiome inside our GI tract. But basically, you know, in our skin, obviously, whatever is there, you know, is coming from the environment. And then, of course, you know, how, you know, these microbes on our skin interact depends also on, you know, what we produce in our skin and, you know, the different, let's say, oils we might be producing or, you know, the immune system in our skin also, you know, will basically also help determine, you know, what microorganisms will grow in our skin. But basically, you know, there's so much more that we need to really learn. We have not really focused too much on really what's going on in our skin. But at least that we do know that even on our skin, you know, we have a very complex ecosystem there as well. Yes, but it's not as complex as the one actually inside our gut, because inside our gut, you know, there's also a lot of food available, you know, all kinds of food available for organisms to grow, and it's a much more, let's say, maybe environment conducive, you know, to accommodate a bigger number of microorganisms.
Yes. By the way, one of the crime shows actually talked about identifying the microbiome on fingertips when they couldn't get a fingerprint, which I seriously doubt is truly being done. But I saw it coming when they had a bad fingerprint. I said to my husband, I bet they're going to talk about the microbiome on the fingertips being identifiable and individual, individually different. Now, back to the gut. We've talked about the importance of our environment, food, et cetera. But we have antibiotics that are actually in the water. We have so many things that can interfere. Talk about some of the gut-specific products as well. I know Jero carries a sophisticated line. So talk to us a little bit about what do people do with regard to food to get a better microbiota in the gut or the
right.
And so let's talk about that, Arnold.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, the diet, you know, is very important, you know, what we eat in general. I'm not just talking about eating necessarily, you know, probiotic foods, obviously very important, but I mean, just what you eat is very important in general. And so, you know, we are learning more and more that basically, you know, fibers are very important to help basically to favor the growth of the beneficial organisms inside us, you know, beyond just the probiotics that we take, you know, because I was mentioning earlier on, probiotics are definitely beneficial organisms, but we also have other organisms inside our gut that are not from probiotic products that we're taking, yet are very beneficial for us. So it turns out that basically, obviously, we know about prebiotics today. And on the market, there are prebiotics, what we call FOS, fructose oligosaccharides, or inulin, which are, for the most part are from chicory root extract. And then we have galacto-oligosaccharides, GOS. And these basically are, you know, considered to be fibers because we do not digest them. In other words, like the human being does not break them down and absorb them. So they end up going intact into the colon. And then a lot of the, you know, beneficial organisms are actually able to use them as energy source and multiply, and in the process they also produce, you know, what we call short chain fatty acids like lactic acid, acetic acid, butyric acid, and these are very beneficial acids actually that could be used as energy source by our cells, and at the same time they tend to inhibit pathogens. But fibers in general, so carbohydrate type of foods that are fibers are actually considered to be, generally speaking, beneficial for promoting a healthy intestinal flora. So obviously, if we're eating a diet that is really, you know, basically refined foods, we're not getting very, very many fibers. And so in the past, often we said, well, you know, we need to take fibers for regularity. Yes, that's correct. But now we know much more that fibers are not just to promote regularity. They really are there to promote also the growth of beneficial organisms.
Well, what kind of foods give us the best prebiotics?
Right. Well, among the best, what are considered to be the best fibers are, for example, the soluble fibers that we found, like in oats, fibers. Some of the gums are also considered to be beneficial that you find in algae or other products. And things like pectin that we find in fruits like apples. So basically, these are the fibers that generally, you know, like if you mix them with water, they produce a kind of a gel substance. So soluble fibers are considered to be very healthy for us.
Right. And you mentioned the gums. I like to use the guar gum, and I show people that once you dissolve it in a liquid or even water, you can't see it. You know, if you've just used a little, it almost dissolves like sugar does. So it makes it a little easier if people are trying to expand their choices of fiber.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, so it's a whole array of fibers, really, and the being the soluble ones. And, of course, then, you know, consuming, you know, taking also fermented foods, you know, fermented foods have been traditionally considered to be very healthy foods. They are not probiotics, by the way, because often I hear this people talking about fermented foods as being probiotics. They are not probiotics by definition, by the way. And obviously, fermented foods are healthy because, you know, the microorganisms, you know, they break down a lot of the food components. They make it easier to digest for us. And at the same time, you know, because they're fermented, there are also things like if we're consuming yogurt, there's lactic acid in there. And if we're, you know, there are what we call metabolites in these fermented foods that are beneficial for us. But still, it doesn't provide necessarily probiotics. So to have the probiotic, the beneficial organisms, we need to also take probiotic supplements. And so basically, this is what we recommend, a really healthy diet. Basically, you know, a lot of whole foods as they are in nature as much as possible, fermented foods and probiotics. This would be a diet that I would consider to be very beneficial, not only for a nutritional status, but also, you know, for the topic we're talking about now, is to promote a healthy intestinal flora.
Well, you've said it so well. Let's begin the discussion also. Well, let's talk a little bit more about some of the bowel conditions. And I'm reminded of some studies that showed that pregnant women who took probiotics reduced significantly the incidence of asthma, eczema, and allergies in their infants for up to 2 years. That's profound. So talk a little bit more about some of the GI tract issues. You know, what I'd like to bring up here is fecal transplants, not that that's what we're advocating here, but the effect that it has had when people are so stripped of their microbiome that they can't get enough. So talk just briefly about that.
Yeah. Well, that's been used primarily in severe cases of C. difficile infections where nothing else worked, basically, so it was sort of like the last resort. So basically, antibiotics didn't work. Even the, you know, the general, you know, probiotics on the market didn't work. So basically, then you're, you know, what you have to do basically in these cases, what results happen when we take, let's say, the whole flora of usually it has to do with somebody within the family that will provide this flora that will basically the flora that will be used to transmit into this, let's say, ill person will be a flora from a sibling, you know, a brother or a sister or a parent. And so basically now, you know, you're going through really a drastic measure. You know, you're actually, you know, changing the whole ecosystem in a way. So you're basically removing one ecosystem because you have a really major problem that nothing works to try to solve it. And then you're introducing a sort of an ecosystem from, you know, a so-called healthier individual. And that has actually shown very good results, where you're actually transferring the whole ecosystem. However, it is done, you know, always under, of course, medical supervision. And there's also, you know, some risk associated with that, because when you're transferring that, yes, you're transferring, you know, some healthy, flora. But at the same time, there could also be some organisms or viruses that might not be suitable for the person who, you know, who's, you know, receiving this transplant. But overall, it just goes to show you the benefits of having a so-called healthy flora. It's so essential, you know. It's like it's very essential. This is what's helping us stay alive and to deal with a lot of, you know, potential pathogens and infections and conditions that we could be prone to.
Well, this is so well explained. And when I first heard about this at a think tank years ago, I thought this will never go. But traditional medicine has embraced it because you've got a patient that's going to die. And
exactly.
So, like you said, it's when it's severe. Uh-huh. And some of these people respond almost immediately, within days.
Yeah, exactly.
And to me, that describes more about the power of what's in your gut and the microbiome in your body. And we're going to carry on this conversation in the next segment. For those who've tuned in, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with Silvano Arnaldo and the microbiota.
Megafood premium whole food supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake. I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. And please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on saving money eating healthy food. Our guest today has been Silvano Arnaldo, and his areas of expertise are natural health products and their applications. Our subject has been the microbiota, gut health, and women's health. So we're going to continue that discussion. I think we've gotten such good information about how critical the microbiota is, and just to reemphasize it, 70% of our entire system's immunity is in the GI tract, in the cells, fed by the good bugs, the microbiota. So what we eat, we are what we eat. It's an old saying, but we really are what we eat. So Arnaldo, let's continue, or Silvano, let's continue this great discussion.
Okay, so basically, I think, you know, we perhaps can talk a little bit about some of the products that are out there from Gero Formulas, because I'm sure the listeners also want to have an idea, you know, what is, you know, what is in containing some of these products. So basically, Gero Formulas has really a wide range of probiotic products, basically for different age groups, gender, and lifestyle. So we were talking earlier on about the importance of probiotics early on in life. Well, there is one product called Baby's Gyrodophilus, which contains plenty of bifidobacteria strains, and also the prebiotics that I was talking about earlier on, GOS and FOS, that actually help in the promotion of the growth of these beneficial organisms. So that's a very interesting product. And then we have other products that are, for example, a product called Gyrodophilus EPS, which has a delivery system. The capsules are enteric-coated. So it's a product that contains multiple strains, 8 different strains, that some of which have been clinically documented. But at the same time, these captures are enterocoded so that you have like a very good survival of bacteria going through the stomach, because obviously in the stomach, you know, it's a very acidic environment. And if you have a capture that is protected, then obviously, you know, you have, you know, pretty well 100% that will be delivered into the intestines. If the capsules or if you're taking powders or the capsules that are non-enterocoded, then obviously it's always better to take these probiotics with foods in this case, because the foods also offer a certain degree of protection. And obviously then you still have a good, you know, percentage that will survive passage through the stomach. And then we have also, Jaro also has products that are, you know, high concentration, like an ultra Jarodophilus, which is a 50 billion per capsule. So obviously, you know, for those that need to perhaps help restore the flora after they've taken antibiotics or that they've experienced, you know, whatever various intestinal upsets, there are such products. And then we had not yet addressed the whole area of vaginal health or women's health. And there's a product called Femdophilus, which contains two clinically documented strains. I mean, these strains have been around now for probably over 20 years, and they have dozens of clinical studies. And they've shown to be particularly these strains effective for basically preventing and helping, especially preventing recurrent infections, vaginal infections in women. So just to address the vaginal health, you know, basically lactobacilli in most women are considered to be the dominant species. And they're, when this number is relatively high, the lactobacilli count is relatively high in the vagina, it is generally what was considered to be a healthy, you know, ecosystem inside the vagina and associated with health. And so basically the whole idea of taking a product like Femdophilus is to basically, you know, especially help prevent recurrent infections and help also maintain, help prevent infections in general. And basically, it's it definitely is the most documented strain you can find actually in the world, and this is it, and it's found in this product here. Then there are other products that, for example, Saccharomyces boulardii, which is primarily has been studied in the area of C. difficile, preventing C. difficile and helping restore a healthy flora after antibiotic use, and also preventing what we call antibiotic-associated diarrhea. So S. boulardii strain has also been around for many, many years. It has many clinical studies to support it, and is specifically used into especially when you're taking antibiotics. And also the nice thing about this particular strain is that it is not a bacteria, it's a yeast. And because it is a yeast, it is not killed off by antibiotics. So we could be taking antibiotics and this at the same time, and it's not being affected by the antibiotics.
You know, that's good to know, and I think most people are not aware of that. So I hear people stop their probiotics when they're taking antibiotics. I have them take them at a different time with regard to the general probiotics. But S. boulardii can be taken actually with what you're saying,
exactly,
with the antibiotic.
Yeah. It's antifungal medications that will most likely kill it off. But antibiotics, which are basically designed to kill off bacterial organisms, well, this is not a bacteria, so it is not affected.
Well, that's great to know. With regard to success with vaginal infections and irritation, the oral use versus applied topically. For years in alternative medicine, we have recommended just inserting a capsule in order to get a direct effect. What does the literature now show on that, and what do you know about that? You're the experts. I'm asking you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the literature, yes, in the literature, obviously, does show that when you use it intravaginally, yes, it could be very effective, obviously, because you're delivering it right away, right at the site of where is required. But, you know, there is the science, and then there are regulations. Now, for example, you know, it's very difficult to register such a product, you know, in the U.S. I mean, it becomes a medical device and a drug, and so it's very difficult to register such a product. But, yes, as far as when you look at the literature, yes. If the probiotics are effective, like, you know, in this case, your Femdophilus is effective, you know, when you're taking, an oral. Now, when you're taking orally, obviously, you know, you have to make sure that it is, you know, surviving, you know, through passage in the GI tract, and then that it is able to, from the GI tract, or from the anus, actually, you know, from there, move into the vagina. And this is what has been studied for this product here, that, you know, these two strains are actually able, you know, to go all the way through the GI tract and then find themselves into the vagina. But there are also studies with these strains that you can also insert intravaginally, and yes, you get very good results, yes.
Well, that's fascinating, because this is a question that I've certainly had, and this was 30 years ago that we introduced this to our patients that were in dire need, and we did see remarkable improvement. Did not know that it was very difficult to get a product through, that it now becomes a drug. So that's kind of interesting to me. At one end, it's fine. At the other end,
right.
It's not.
That's a regulation. So that's why this is a very touchy subject. And the product, the Femdophilus, you know, has been registered as a dietary supplement, and that's all we can say about it, basically. But I can tell you in some parts of the world, yes, probiotics are used intravaginally. In Europe, there are some countries, you know, that have registered them as a medical device, and yes, so they are used that way as well, yes.
Well, I think we've learned so much today. Do you have a brief summary of what our listeners need to know? I like them to come away from the show with something they can start right now.
Yeah, very simply, I mean, you know, I know a lot of you listening are probably, you know, into organic foods and organic gardening. So you can view the flora as your organic garden that you want to maintain. So obviously you want to feed it good organic foods and all these good fibers I was talking about. And at the same time, you also want to also feed them the beneficial organisms that, you know, are known to be beneficial, you know, according to the current science. So basically, I just want to let the people, you know, have that picture in mind that they have like this nice ecosystem inside themselves, and that it's their responsibility to culture it and to take care of that garden, and so that that garden will take care of them.
Great analogy. Thank you, Silvano Arnoldo.
It was a pleasure, and real pleasure. So I hope that, you know, I've contributed to some interesting insights for the listeners.
Well, you certainly have. And listeners, I want to thank you for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. And you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. You know, as our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices. So please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.